spiritual charity for today. And of course today is the appearance day of Subhash Thakur. I guess they're celebrating with Subhash Angam, chanting Hare Krishna.
Said, what type of sound is that? I've heard
So prema that didn't come, prema is independent and comes of its own accord, so prema wouldn't come. And Lord Chaitanya suspected that there's some reason for that, and that's because there's someone here who's unqualified for it. All of Lord Chaitanya's associates were qualified. So Lord Chaitanya asks, is there someone here who's, who I don't know about, who's not qualified for this? At first, the answer was no, but then ultimately Srivas Thakur owned up that while he had brought in this very austere brahmachari who only drank milk and ate fruit, and that he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very upset. He said, you think that just by eating fruit you can become my devotee? Or someone can attain me by austerities? He says, I don't get purchased by austerities. Anyway, and he asked the person to be sent out, and the person was sent out. But because he already saw Lord Chaitanya, he already saw the beginning of the Sankirtan, he was very happy, and he expressed his happiness. And because of that appreciation, then Lord Chaitanya actually called him back in and blessed him. I don't remember whether he let him stay for the kirtan or not, but he blessed him, and that devotee then did actually become an elevated Vaishnava. But there, one of the lessons is that because someone was favored by Srivas Thakur, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally may appear to be upset or angry, but ultimately anyone who's favored by a Vaishnava becomes favored by the Lord. The opposite of that, we sing every day, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Aprasada Bhagavati Toti, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. So if you please a Vaishnava, then you please Krishna. And even if Krishna is displeased with you, but if a Vaishnava gives you his shelter or protection, then you're safe. The example there is of Ambarish Maharaj. Is that as far as the Lord was concerned, Durvasa Muni was condemned, and he was ready to kill him. Because he was, what he was killing, Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him everywhere. And it was only because Ambarish Maharaj gave Durvasa Muni shelter that even though the Lord was displeased, he accepted that on him, if the devotee is satisfied. So Srivas Thakur, he represents this tattva, just like Lord Nityananda represents the tattva of Krishna's Swarup, Advaitacharya, his avatar, and Gadadhara Pandit Shakti. So he represents this tattva of devotee and how important it is to always remain a devotee of a devotee, because that then assures that one actually achieves the shelter of the Lord, and that's what we want to achieve. Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. So by becoming favored by Srivas Thakur, that brahmachari, he became favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have same type of similar reminder on Guru Purnima in July, which is officially Vyas Puja, or other Vyas Puja, or Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, or other Vaishnavas' appearance day. And that's the first thing we really sing about every morning. One day Guru Sri Charanaravindam. If we want to have the shelter of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, then that way we get the shelter of the Supreme Lord.
Actually, as a postscript to that pastime, which I recounted also for the Hungarians, what was for me quite interesting and informative was that Lord Chaitanya took exception to people who did not share the same bhav, the same mood. Not only someone who didn't have the same mood, but someone who didn't have the blessings of prema bhakti to participate in the kirtan, and therefore his own ecstasy didn't arise. I know that in leading kirtans, even last night was an example, it's often very difficult to really generate the type of enthusiasm, Krishna consciousness that could be there, because it's not swajatiya. Everyone isn't in the same bhav, everyone isn't in the same mood. Sometimes the devotees just sit there with closed eyes and listen. In other words, they just enjoy. They don't even chant. They just listen. They want to enjoy the kirtan. Others don't participate as much as they could or should. When it's time to clap hands, they don't clap hands. So it doesn't become there's not a common mood, there's not a common spirit in the kirtan. And I find that that decreases the bhav, the mood. And contrary to that is that very blissful kirtans manifest when devotees have a common mood, they're into participating, they're into contributing to the kirtan in whatever way that they can. And that then becomes a real source of common harmony. It's a very harmonious atmosphere. And that's something for devotees to consider when participating in kirtan. And this pastime at Srivas Angan is indicative of that. That if we really want to have a ecstatic kirtan, then devotees really need to be in a common mood. They need to really participate, contribute. Yagyai Sankirtana prayer. Sankirtan means that everyone's really coming with something to contribute to kirtan. Everyone's participating. It's not just a performance by a performer or some musical performances, but rather everyone's coming and everyone's playing their own part. And when everyone plays their own part, obviously that's when a drama or a play really tells its story. And kirtan really tells its story when everyone also plays their part. Hare Krishna.